This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. 10 months from now, the felony trial of a former president of the United States. CBS's Jim Krasula on the newly drawn-up timeline.
The May 20th, 2024 trial date in former President Donald Trump's classified documents case is a compromise. Prosecutors wanted the trial to be held in December. Lawyers for Mr. Trump requested the trial take place after the 2024 presidential election.
One court hearing for the GOP presidential frontrunner prior to the trial is set for the day after the Iowa caucuses. The New York Times reports former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who was set to fight it out in court with the Trump Organization over legal fees, is expected to reach a settlement. Singer Tony Bennett, who died today at 96, said he wanted to be remembered as a tunesmith. He was that and more.
Fly me to the moon.
His career drew a line from the big bands to Sinatra to Lady Gaga. Variety music critic Chris Williams.
He could have kept going even when he had to retire because of the Alzheimer's, because when you put him on stage, he was just totally going instinctively.
Love for sale.
Tony Bennett, over his long career, won 20 Grammy Awards. Now to California. CBS's Carter Evans says it's one of the states still sweltering in triple-digit heat.
With temperatures expected to hit 120 or higher in Palm Springs today, Gaspar Gonzalez and his construction crew have to hydrate.
Drink a lot of water and got a break when they need it.
The surface temperature of the street they're working on is 142 degrees.
Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says the heat dome is stretching out.
It will also start to include areas in the upper Midwest from Minnesota down through Iowa into Missouri and continue spreading east beyond Oklahoma and into the Tennessee Valley.
The White House says Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and other companies have agreed to a set of new AI standards brokered by the government. Some of the commitments call for third-party oversight. We're just hours away now from the U.S. team's debut performance at the Women's World Cup, a match with Vietnam in New Zealand. U.S. defender Kelly O'Hara.
We have in front of ourselves an opportunity to win a World Cup, and that's what happens every 4 years. So to me, it's just focusing on, like, win this tournament. That's the most important thing.
The U.S. team is going for a three-peat. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 78 points. NASDAQ is up 27. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Stack is up 27. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. 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 Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The city of Eau Claire is asking for a lawsuit filed against it to be dismissed. The town of Washington sued the city over its proposed annexation of a chunk of land near County Highway II. This is the second lawsuit filed in the land dispute. The first one, filed last year, was ruled in favor of the township, which overturned the city's annexation of the land at the time. The city intends to develop the area for dozens and over 100 new homes. A reward is being offered for information about a boy missing since mid-June near Devil's Lake State Park in southern Wisconsin. The father of James Yablonski, a 13-year-old boy who took his family's van and abandoned it along with his cell phone on Highway 12 near the state park in Sauk County on June 12th, said that he would pay $10,000 if his son was returned. He did clarify that the money is not just for information about where his son might be. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office said anyone with information can call them. The 63rd Lumberjack World Championships continue today in Hayward. Dozens of competitions from throwing and chopping to log rolling and sawing are on display through tomorrow's championships. Tickets are available and the event is being live streamed on its website. Also continuing today is Country Jam north of Eau Claire. The festival is in its first year at its new digs off of County Highway T after it moved from its old home west of Eau Claire in the town of Union. There are nearly two dozen shuttle pickup locations around the Chippewa Valley. That's what event organizers say is the best way to get in and out this week. Lee Bryce and Tim McGraw will headline the next two nights. And if you're still looking for things to do, there are county fairs in St. Croix County in Glenwood City and Barron County in Rice Lake. Ladysmith also hosting its annual Mardi Gras celebration. All of those go through Sunday here across western Wisconsin. And from the Civic Media News Desk here in Chippewa Falls, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media News and WCFW and 93.5 The Tap.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic
Media. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Some summer heat slowly begins to build back in, minus the humidity. Today, we will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s, with some beaches along the Great Lakes remaining in the upper 60s to low 70s. Winds will be out of the north, but much calmer as we sit happy under sunny skies. We can thank that high pressure system for this perfect Friday. Keep in mind, a few showers and small storms have the chance to pop up in northern Wisconsin after 4 this afternoon. None are expected to be severe and they look to be very brief, completely fizzling out by midnight and only putting down a trace of rainfall. Now, some storms return by Saturday afternoon and move across the state through the evening hours. None of those will be severe, and only a quarter of an inch of rain is expected to fall, not really giving much relief to the current drought conditions. But by Sunday, the sunshine returns, and also the mid-80s. Have a fantastic Friday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Atlanta Braves, the team with the best record in baseball, are back in Milwaukee tonight to face the Brewers, game time 7:10. Freddie Peralta facing Atlanta's Mike Soroka. The Brewers winning 5 of their last 6 after a 4-0 shutout against the Phillies yesterday, thanks to a strong 8-inning showing by starter Corbin Burns. Craig Counsell.
Look, we had a really good road trip, and when you have a good road trip, you know, lots of people did good things. So, you know, throughout the road trip, Andrew Monasterio, I thought, had a really good, he had a great series here in Philadelphia, offensively, on base a ton. So we have a lot of guys playing well, and that's what leads to a lot of wins.
Christian Yelich with a 3-run home run yesterday in Philly talked about this homestand against the Braves this weekend, followed by the Cincinnati Reds after the road trip coming out of the All-Star break.
Yeah, we played a couple of good teams to open up the second half, and we're going home and playing 2 more good teams and back on the road to play good teams. So we got a tough stretch coming up here. We need to play well, and I think we will.
The Brewers now with a 2.5 game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. The Reds beating the Giants again, this time 5-1. The Cubs losing at home to the Cardinals 7-2. In golf, it was a 3-way tie for the lead after round 1 of the British Open yesterday. American Jordan Spieth with 3 shots off the pace at 2-under.
Didn't hit any really bad shots, to be honest, but that's happens at the Open, and I was very pleased with the round. I felt like my game's been in a really good place. I felt like the results haven't necessarily been showing it, but I like opens, and it's been really good performance the last couple days, which is always nice to draw off of.
NFL. After 24 years, Daniel Snyder no longer owns the Washington Commanders, the league fining him $60 million for mismanagement of the team. They also approved the sale of the Commanders to a group of investors led by 76ers owner Josh Harris for over $6 billion. Harris, after the announcement,
"This is a new era for Washington football, and everyone wants to be with a team that's winning. You know, I feel I'm going to have a lot of sleepless nights. I know that it's on me now to deliver for the city of Washington."
Packers opening training camp next week. The shareholders meeting is on Monday. The New York Jets opened their training camp yesterday. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers using GPS to find his way to the address of One Jets Drive in Florham Park, New Jersey.
19 years in, been a lot of training camps. All of them been at 1265 Lombardi, but showing up to One Jets Drive was a little bit different. Obviously, there was a lot more cameras with Hard Knocks being here, but yeah, it's exciting. You want to be a part of a place that has high expectations, and there's a lot of positivity around here, which I think is a good thing. But, you know, we got to temper expectations early on in camp and focus on the little things to get there. You know, some people are looking to knock you down a little bit. There's going to be a lot of that. So we got to deal with that the right way, because obviously last year they had a good start to the season and couldn't finish it off. And if we want to be playing in January, we got to be consistent throughout the season.
That's Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, our Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy and isolated storm with a low around 59. For Saturday, scattered storms, otherwise sunshine and a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny and a high of 86. Right now, 77 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
All right.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief, May 24th, 2024, has been set as the Florida trial date for former President Trump in the classified documents case. CBS's Scott McFarland.
There will be some key hearings between now and then, and one of them, a classified information procedures hearing, is set for January 16th, the day after the Iowa caucuses.
Tributes pouring in for the legendary Tony Bennett, who's died today at 96.
I left my heart.
Variety Magazine's Chris Williams.
It had to be in the gene. Some singers deteriorate. He could have kept going even when he had to retire because of the Alzheimer's, because when you put him on stage, he was just totally going instinctively.
90 degrees at 7 a.m. in Tucson on what will be another triple-digit day.
I just think in Arizona, we just learned to live with the heat. You learn how to cope with it.
And you don't go out.
You don't go out in the you don't go out in the mid-afternoon.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kemp.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For 105.7 CFW and the TAP FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The city of Eau Claire is asking for a lawsuit filed against it to be dismissed. The town of Washington sued the city over its proposed annexation of a chunk of land near County Highway II. This is the second lawsuit filed in the land dispute. The first one, filed last year, was ruled in favor of the township, which overturned the city's annexation of the land. The city intends to develop the area for dozens of new homes. Country Jam continues today north of Eau Claire. The festival is at its new digs off of County Highway T after moving from its old home west of Eau Claire in the town of Union. Nearly two dozen shuttle pickup locations will be operated around the Chippewa Valley, which is what event organizers say is the best way to get in and out this week. Lee Bryce and Tim McGraw will headline the next two nights. If you're still looking for tickets, you can find them online on the Country Jam website or at the gate. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Delivery's at the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap with the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Hall, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. Today we are talking Wisconsin welcome headlines.
Today we are talking Wisconsin headlines.
I do want to let you know that there was no coercion involved. I mean, I picked Jumper out of my own volition. I had no idea he was going to be in the race. I do want to let you know that there was no coercion involved. I mean, I picked Jumper out of my own volition. I had no idea he was going to be in the race. I do want to let you know that there was no coercion involved. I mean, I picked Jumper out of my own volition. I had no idea he was going to be in the race. I do want to let you know that there was no coercion involved. I mean, I picked Jumper out of my own volition. I had no idea he was going to be in the race.
Season, much offseason chatter surrounding the Packers, into how the bulk of it in regards to the trade of Aaron Rodgers, rather than their prospects for the 2023 season. Even when you do dive into how these post-Rodgers Packers may fare this year, and our favorite consensus doesn't seem to be too optimistic. They currently have the worst odds to win the division in the entire NFC North at Caesars Sportsbook, and our favorite to miss the playoffs entirely. First of all, that is disrespectful. I believe our over-under win total is the same as the Chicago Bears right now, and that is
Kenny Clark is embracing during a recent appearance on the Zach Bell
Show on CBS Sports Radio. You may expect some current players to feel missed about this early skepticism and lack of expectation.
Kenny Clark is embracing it during a recent appearance on these in Green Bay is a sign of disrespect, and he said, quote, 100%, but that's cool. I like it that way. This has been one of the first off seasons where we ain't really been getting the credit, getting the love. Everybody says Aaron determines.
What are you talking about? They got all the love.
We love it.
They got Jordan love. They've got all the love this season. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you'll have to bring that up with Kenny if you want to play semantics. But he continued that everybody says Aaron determines whether we win or lose, so we love it. There it is again. We're going to embrace it. When it comes to week one, when the season gets here, we'll see how everything stacks up. We're excited about it. Ooh-wee, Luke. Ooh-wee. With Rodgers out,
that's one way to take that approach. I have a feeling it'll be interesting. I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns for this season in Green Bay. It's kind of a super Wisconsin headline. I don't know if it's the most Wisconsin headline or if it's in those even top five for this.
Well, I think it's unique. It's unique because, as Kenny Clark noted, the Aaron Rodgers era began in 2008. Right. So this is the first time in a long, long time the Packers have not come into the season as, if not heavy divisional favorites, at least divisional favorites and serious contenders for both the NFC Championship as well as the Super Bowl. To not have the pressure of those expectations hanging over your head, I don't know, perhaps it gives the opportunity to play a little more freely. Perhaps Perhaps it gives Jordan Love the opportunity to work more within Matt LaFleur's system. We know Aaron Rodgers loved to improvise. He loved to kind of go outside the box and do his own thing, which some people love, some people hate. If you're a system quarterback, Dan Orlovsky said it this weekend on ESPN that if Jordan Love's able to perform within the system, then the Packers could actually be a surprising playoff contender and or make a serious run.
It'll be interesting to see, that's for sure. I would have preferred to get a little bit of a better preview of Love last year while a certain someone who now lives on the East Coast had a broken finger, but that's okay. That's a grievance for a different Friday. But we've got... anything else you want to add on the Packers, or are we good to jump to the next Wisconsin headline that I've got cooking, Will?
I mean, we are. I'll sit here and talk about the Packers for the next 10 hours if you'd like. Unfortunately, we only have about 20 more minutes in the show, so you can feel free to jump to your next headline.
All right, folks, if you want to share a Wisconsin headline with us here on Town Call on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. First caller to do so will win a four-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. And kind of in that vein, but this is a very Wisconsin headline. Our friends over at Up North News, and you can find the website at upnorthnewswi.com, the headline, here are five things that set the Northern Wisconsin State Fair apart from that big event in West Allis. And just that headline alone is such a Midwest nice way to point and say, we're better than that other thing over there that we're not even going to name. So the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, you know, firing off a couple shots in that headline at the Wisconsin State Fair that you can attend if you share a Wisconsin headline with us on this Friday afternoon. But this piece over at Up North News, going through all of the big deals that were taking place at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair at Chippewa Falls this past weekend. And it goes through the entire history of why the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is different from the state fair held in West Allis. And just a very, very Wisconsin headline, in my opinion, because the subtle jab at the other big fair in the state was too good not to share, Will.
If you say so, Luke. I do like it is very Midwestern nice, yes. You know, you want to refer that back to, we'll use the Packers as an example. People famously come tailgate at Lambeau just to experience the atmosphere and how cool and refreshing and just generous and kind the people are. We're famous for that type of behavior where even if we're going to throw a little bit of shade, we'll do it as nice as possible so as to not hurt your feelings or offend you.
Okay. I mean, Aaron, you think that's got to be a pretty Wisconsin way to throw a jab, right? Just saying what sets it apart from that other big festival in West Allis rather than actually naming the other fair?
Certainly Midwestern, yeah.
See, Aaron's agreeing with me. If you agree with us, 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts for Wisconsin headlines here on Town Call on this Friday afternoon. I think it's
greasing
back to you.
Those wheels again. Greasing those wheels. All show, every show. That's all he does. So mine's a little bit...
To be fair, I tried to send Aaron to a Brewer game tonight, and he turned me down. So, you know, not all the grease was getting to where it needed to go.
Why would you admit that on air? You just...
Well, that's because we had some extra tickets. We had some extra tickets that I needed to see if he wanted to go. That's all.
And see, this is proof of my impartiality.
See?
I turned down the lavish gifts from people who I knew I would be judging.
That is how impartial of a judge we have
Clarence
right there.
Clarence Thomas, at least. So I'll take that.
That's an extremely, extremely low bar, in my personal opinion.
Well, as long as we're talking low bars, I'm reading over from a piece at Raw Story. Wisconsin Republican casts doubt on innocence of Central Park's exonerated five. A hearing in the House Oversight Committee took a turn on Wednesday when a Republican lawmaker attempted to use the so-called Central Park Five, now known as the exonerated five, as an example of a two-tiered system of justice that also applies to Donald Trump. The comments came as part of the ongoing hearings investigating President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Ranking member Rep. Jamie Raskin recalled some of the comments Trump had made in the past about the five who were wrongly convicted of raping a woman in the park in 1989 and were fully exonerated in 2002. Can you guess who this Wisconsin official would be, Luke?
Yeah, because you already told me, so I don't think that's really a fair guess. You threw it to me knowing that I knew the answer. We talked about this yesterday.
Okay, I'll guess. Ron Johnson.
No.
Great guess, and I will have a Ron Johnson story coming up, but no, it was not Ron Johnson. It was Rep. Glenn Grothman who said, okay, quote, just one thing with regard to what happened in Central Park years ago, the mischaracterization of what happened there is, I'm sure, very hurtful and harmful for the Central Park jogger. I wish you wouldn't have. There's more to that story, and you know very well. Thank you. Of course, the Central Park Five, as we noted, were exonerated in 2002, fully exonerated. But Glenn Grothman is apparently living 20 years in the past and or just wants to do whatever he can say to defend Donald Trump in regards to this imaginary two-tiered system that is and is not somehow applying to the former president. I do not understand, Luke, but I had to throw some shade because that is incredibly frustrating. And Grothman has been in the news a number of times over the past couple of months, embarrassing us at the national level.
Embarrassing things said by Wisconsin congressmen is a pretty Wisconsin thing. I will not disagree with you on that front. I got a very Wisconsin thing as well with this next headline, Will. And folks, if you out there want to share a Wisconsin headline with us, 844-967-2789. This one over at WKOW, here, Channel 27 here in Madison. The headline, Dane County Bar Raffle outpays over $100K despite being deemed illegal. Now, this is like the most Wisconsin polite thing, that authorities showed up to this bar in Mount Horeb to let them know that the raffle they were conducting was illegal, but they still let the raffle winners get their winnings. So very, very, I think they were almost told that they were forced to make the drawing there because that was what was made it illegal. But the Queen of Hearts raffle was going on at this called the Doghouse, a bar in Mount Horeb, for the better part of the last year, Will. And they flipped over a card every Tuesday night waiting for the Queen of Hearts. And if the Queen of Hearts came up on the week, they drew out of the raffle tickets and called a winner. And it kept going every week because the Queen of Hearts wasn't showing up. So this went 50 weeks. 50 weeks. There's only a couple cards left in the deck. Yeah, there was only three cards left there. I guess two after the queen. But the pot paid out more than $100,000. A portion of it did go to charity, which is what was the provision that the bar owners thought that would make it a legal raffle of this style. But this style of raffle, not legal in Wisconsin. So state officials showed up, told the bar they had to shut it down. There's now a petition circulating to try to make that type of raffle legal in Wisconsin. But the authorities still let the raffle take place. So I thought that was the most Wisconsin raffle bar, dive bar related story that I'd seen. Because, boy, just like showing up, shutting down the party, but being like, all right, we're going to shut down the party, but we'll let you finish real quick. Very, very Wisconsin headline right there, Will.
Boy, 100K too. Is it too late to sign up for this raffle? Can I get myself involved?
Yes, it's been shut down.
Oh, that is a bummer. You got me excited there for a little bit, Luke.
Folks, you're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. If you want to join us on this Friday afternoon, share a very Wisconsin headline with us, 844-967-2789. Town Call is going to be right back.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
Instead of 844-96-PARTY, what is it?
Write it down, 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated storm with a low around 59. For Saturday, scattered storms, otherwise sunshine and a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny and a high of 86.
Right now, it's 80.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back. This is Town Hall, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. It is Friday, and that means it is Welcome back. This is Town Hall, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. It is Friday, and that means it is Wisconsin Headlines of the Week. If you have a very Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us,
step on
give us
call
or shoot us text.
As to my previous headline, going to continue with embarrassing Wisconsin
and
election.
My next headline, reading
going,
over from a piece at heartlandsignal.com.
Taking the next step on Aaron's guest. As to my previous headline, going to continue with embarrassing Wisconsin election officials. Reading over from a piece at heartlandsignal.com.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson lets the conspiracy theories fly
this headline in and of itself
interview.
Is just
during
so
an interview with YouTuber
Wisconsin
Tommy G,
U.S. Senator, but
Ron
Wisconsin
Senator
Ron Johnson lets the conspiracy theories fly during YouTube interview. During an interview with YouTuber Tommy G, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson entertained the idea that the government was involved
in the middle
with
of the 20-minute video released Tuesday titled Jeffrey Epstein's death,
and an assortment of other
stereotypical conspiracy theories in the middle of the 20-minute video released Tuesday titled Investigating Corruption in Washington, D.C.
The YouTuber and documentarian
Tommy
McGee
said that Johnson was the only U.S. senator willing to be interviewed by him.
That's pretty accurate between those connections.
Is that new?
There, that,
Luke, Ron Johnson and conspiracy theories, can you name a better combination?
But, I almost want to argue that's pretty a Florida accurate. Headline. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson becoming more and more a Florida man. You know, he seems to be, there's a lot of Florida flights connecting where he goes to and from leaving Washington, D.C. So I'm going to say not super Wisconsin headline then, just because it's got ties back to a Florida man.
Well, Ron also said that he does not trust U.S. intelligence agencies because he's seen them act corruptly while originally denying the existence of Hunter Biden's laptop, and that he assumes he is always being tailed and that his phones and computers are being tapped into.
Well, that might have been because he spent the 4th of July of, 2016, 2017 in Moscow instead of celebrating
here? I believe 2018.
Actually,
2018?
Oh, I was close. Times, as we referred to yesterday. Or whatever it was. It's just a giant circle. 844-967-2789. You can share your Wisconsin headlines with us here on Town Call. I got one more. I got a couple, but I think this one, I got to touch on it last week, but I it wasn't a full submission. It was kind of a honorable mention. And so now that Aaron's back, I do want to share it. This one over at Urban Milwaukee, giant mozzarella stick concept coming to Third Street Market Hall. It's going to be a foot long mozzarella stick. And it looks amazing. Check out the article over at Urban Milwaukee. The piece written up by Sophie Bullock, I believe is how Sophie pronounces her last name. I could be wrong, though. But the co-owners of two different restaurants, Mac and Cheese and Alfonso's, the original pizzeria, are gathering together at the 3rd Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee, and the giant mozzarella sticks are coming to the 3rd Street Market Hall. So a foot long. That's so Wisconsin. That is just incredible. I want to go have one. I'm going to have to try it out and go for like a long run afterwards, or maybe a walk just to be able to digest it.
You let me know how that goes down. I'll take the cotton candy. What was it?
The cotton candy lemonade or whatever it was.
I'll handle that if you can handle the foot long mozzarella stick, because that is just too much mozzarella stick for me.
And I hear you have one more because you know you want.
You need a little
extra something just to try to make it up on the scoreboard.
Wisconsin's getting some coverage at the national level, and I like it. The Friday read from Politico magazine, titled "This Is a Really Big Deal: How College Towns Are Decimating the GOP." And it leads off from Madison, Wisconsin, noting spring elections in Wisconsin are typically low turnout affairs. But in April, with the nation watching the state's bitterly contested Supreme Court race, voters turned out in record-breaking numbers. No place was more energized to vote than Dane County, the state's second most populous county after Wisconsin. Obviously, it's been a long progressive stronghold.
After Milwaukee, you mean, right? There's not a Wisconsin county here in Wisconsin?
Yes. My apologies. The state's second most populous county after Milwaukee. It's long been a progressive stronghold thanks to the double influence of Madison, the state capital, and the University of Wisconsin. However, turnout in Dane was higher than anywhere else in the state. The Democratic margin of victory that delivered control of the nonpartisan court was even more lopsided than usual. And there was a nice little quote to end that paragraph. In effect, Dane has become a Republican killing Death Star. I am never going to shy away from the Star Wars references, particularly when we can give a Dane County shout out at the national level.
Yeah, well, listeners at WMDX here in Madison, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, they tend to vote, Will. They do tend to vote. And so that is an excellent piece. A little final tidbit there. I'll leave it at that. He can have the lopsided entry number when it comes to this most of Wisconsin headline of the week, because we only got a couple of minutes left for the big show. So we've got the record-shattering state Supreme Court race spending. We've got the Barbie's ties to Wisconsin and all of the other headlines that we shared. Aaron, we got any favorites from you, honorable mentions, before you pick the most Wisconsin headline of the week?
You see, this is a tough one because there's so many. So first of all, I have to keep it straight in my head who said which one. Second of all, I know in the past when it was you had one and Will had multiple, I didn't want to count multiple. But now that you both have multiple, I think it is fair to
we're going to do like a giant sum. You're not going to just pick one. It's going to be cumulative.
Total headlines. Oh.
Today, I'm going to do it cumulative.
Do I have time to sneak in one more? Just so that we got the same amount of entries? I got time real quick here. Which one do I pick? I got two left. Let's go with this one. The community rallying around Rudy the pig here in Madison. So Rudy, a pig, is on the near west side, is being evicted. Got a notice, 7-day notice from local county and city health officials last week that he had to move out of the city of Madison. We've got ordinances against pigs here. But the community is rallying around it, so it's going to be interesting to see how city officials react to Rudy. So I guess
Rudy
now
needs
got
to get involved with this tenant union.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, Aaron. Now we've got even entries. I didn't know this was going to be a collective thing. I thought Jane picked just the most Wisconsin out of the rapid fire, but judge away, Mr. Zommers.
All right. I guess in the future we'll have to disclose that information ahead of time. But I think that while both of you had a lot of things that are very emblematic of Wisconsin, one of you had a collection that tells a story. And
Will wins.
Yeah, Will wins. Because
spoilers, Luke.
I let the air out of my Luke. Moment. I didn't center all mine around. I got a smorgasbord from everywhere. I had stories about Barbie dolls, a pig, dive bars.
You clearly did not listen to the judge who just said that I told a story.
I understand that.
I was being interactive. I had a narrative I wanted to convey, and I kept everything in tune. Thank
I also
you, Aaron,
do
for
respect,
finally seeing the light.
I also do respect the smorgasbord of different cultural touchstones where Will's was more political. But anyway, we don't have time for me to explain it further.
We got plenty of time, Aaron. It's the weekend now. Folks, have an excellent weekend. You've been listening to Town Call. We'll got We'll have more State Fair tickets to give away next Friday. Till then, talk to you later.
Take it easy, party people.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.